Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized for radio from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Everything seems to be turning out favorably for Harvey Brant, the ghost of the Java Seas. His men have successfully sunk the SS Manchu. He has just evaded capture by his Chinese partner, Lee Wong, learning that Brant had double-crossed him, set out to take Brant's life. And now, in a trim monoplane, Brant and Shanghai Lil circle for a landing at the jungle headquarters of the Ghost of the Java Seas, deep in the heart of Borneo.
Hello, Singapore. Everything okay? We've sighted the landing field in the jungle. Visibility perfect. All okay. What's that? What's the news? Wong, we thought so. Well, give us another couple of days and we'll be out of all this forever. Hold Wong off. Okay. Okay, call you later. We're dropping down to land. Yeah, okay.
What about Wong?
Watch that hill down there. We want to slip in between it and that grove of trees.
Okay, we have lots of room. But what about Wong?
He was the one who chased us to the airport.
Is he wise?
I think so. Thanks to your pal, Jungle Jim.
My pet.
He told them a month ago I was the ghost of the Java Seas.
But as their partner, why should you pirate your own cargo?
Well, they never could figure that out. That's why they always doubted Jungle Jim.
Not too low here. The trees are high.
Yeah, it's a hard field to get in. Oh, but it's a perfect hiding place.
Did they say what started Wong on the rampage?
No. But I have a suspicion.
Will Phillips.
Well, the Manchu, if Smithers and Lefty sunk it, and Wong learned about it, there'd be trouble. Or if they bungle their job.
What do you think?
I think it's at the bottom of the sea.
And Jungle Jim?
What do you care?
I just asked.
Curiosity?
Listen, Brant, once and for all, anything that was ever between Jungle Jim and me ended in Singapore. All I want is the last laugh. And I get that when Jim is finished.
Okay, kid, you can start laughing.
You mean...
Hey, take it easy. Here we go. Trees okay, Lil? Okay?
Everything clear. Drop it down.
And on the field waiting for the chief is Smithers and Lefty.
Harry, he's made a nice landing.
Lucky for him, we're having perfect weather.
What are the years of the Manchu? We should be rich now.
Say, did you say Shanghai Lil was with Brant?
That's what they said in Singapore.
Do you trust her?
I don't trust no women.
You know, she used to be sweet on Jim.
Well, that makes her that much safer. He couldn't see her and she hated him.
They do that in storybooks. But in life, it don't happen often. Hey, there's somebody with Brant, all right.
Oh, don't go looking for trouble. You don't think any woman would send a cobra to a bloke if she still loved him?
It ain't a friendly gesture, is it?
Lil sent one of those playthings to Jim. And if he hadn't been quick on the
trigger... Yeah, it took us to get him, huh, Smithers?
All right, come on. Okay. Let's give him a hand out of the plane here. Watch what Brant does when we tell him Jungle Jim and the SS Manchu at the bottom of the Java Sea.
I'm going to watch what Lil does.
Smithers and Lefty, under instructions from Harvey Brant, did sink the SS Manchu, and as far as they know, Jungle Jim was aboard when the ship sank beneath the waves. But, all unknown to them, they have again been outwitted. Jungle Jim and his faithful servant Kolu left the Manchu in a sailing dory the day before the pirate submarine fired the fatal torpedo. And so, not far from the hidden airport of Harvey Brant and his pirate crew, Jungle Jim and Kolu are stranded on the sandy beach of the Borneo jungle, faced with an important decision.
Maybe your dream was right, Kolu. 4 days now and no sign of the Manchu.
Tuan will forgive my insistence, but the dream was so plain.
Yes, you said she was off the shipping lane. There are shoals out there, and that would mean...
If the Manchu is down, it is not shoal.
You think Brant's men, Smithers and Lefty, that submarine?
The dream was so plain.
Well... Maybe yes, and maybe no. But in any case, we know this is 4 days. We're almost out of provisions. And Manchu or not, we're going to have to head into that jungle pretty quickly.
Tuan still feels the jungle safer than the water.
They're neither one quite my idea of a place to picnic. I know the jungle, but the sea... There's sharks out there. I'd rather take my chance with the natives.
Kolo will take the chance with Tuan.
So far, the natives have treated us all right. The war drums haven't been heard since yesterday noon.
Thousand pardons, Tuan, but only this morning Kolo hear the drums.
War drums?
Yes.
Oh, no, Kolo. I know what you're talking about. I heard that, too. That wasn't drums. That was a motor.
Motor? Motor in the jungle?
I thought at first it was a boat, but it wasn't. It was probably an airplane motor.
Over the Borneo jungle?
Say, Kolo, if we can't get help from the natives, and we're on some air route, maybe we can signal them for help.
There is a native hiding behind tree by spring.
Where? Oh, I see him. Here, Kolo. Take these gadgets over and lay them down on the sand. I'll keep you covered. If he so much as moves a muscle, I'll drop him. When you get back, if he'll come over to get them, maybe we can strike up a conversation.
These ropes and tack.
Yes. And this lantern, too. It's bright.
Hey, Tuan needs the lantern.
Not so much as we need that native, Kolo. Go ahead and try it now. Yeah, that's it.
You will watch closely, Tuan. Poison arrows.
Oh, if we can only hear from the Manchus, then our troubles would be over. That dream of Kolo's, though, I know it's absurd, but who knows? If it's sunk, I wonder what happened to the men. The Brandt's men. Brandt, the ghost of the Java Seas. I'll make a ghost of that pirate or die trying to. Fine work, Kolo. Good.
Native did not make move or sound. I'm afraid he will not...
Look!
He's watching us.
That's tricky, Kolo. Don't move now. We're probably covered by 1,000 of those painted devils all hiding around us.
He's coming.
Oh, boy, this is luck, Kolo. Suppose you talk to him.
Wait till he gets a little closer.
Is he afraid?
They've learned to fear the white man's gun, but they like the white man's presence.
All right. Go ahead and ask him to take us to his chief.
Oh, Salval, hukay nang bubal na.
Wabong kanyo nang bol.
Tone is bad, Tuan. Do not trust him.
Oh, nung kal, bul na nung kal.
He said white men had bring them only misery and death.
Tanong po, sal, sen, tipo nang kala, zimba umbo niya. Bong kanyo nang bol, wawawi.
There are white men here, but he won't take us to them.
Maybe if we were to offer him more gadgets.
I'll see.
Bononka sumbel bona atusalaman antu. Wano nang po, kano nang po lang. Tolbo wabayong kay halzamba. Dibabang bitong, bang kano nang po.
He'd say he would take us to white settlement if we would give the natives all our guns, all our ammunition, and allow ourselves to be tied up.
Oh, wait a minute now, wait a minute. What would happen if it turned out that some of Brandt's men were in the camp he takes us to, and we walked in without our guns or ammunition, and our hands tied?
I would rather be at the bottom of the sea.
There's something funny about this, Kolo. He seems anxious to have us go with him unarmed.
It's a trick.
If they're cannibals, there may not even be a white camp near here.
They are cannibals, Tuan.
And you saw it, too?
Yes.
Well, look, Kolo, we won't go with them tonight. But if nothing happens tomorrow, the Manchu doesn't show up and we don't see the plane we heard this morning, we'll hide a gun on ourselves and go along with this native.
A hidden gun wouldn't help much if we were bound.
Yes, I know it's a slim chance, but we've only got enough food for one more day. And if it's sharks or starvation or cannibals, I'll take my chance in the jungle with the headhunters.
Just across the jungle, Smithers and Lefty are now giving full details to Brandt concerning the sinking of the Manchu, the ship on which Jungle Jim and Kolo set sail from Singapore. The boat assumed by all to hold the fate of Jungle Jim.
Okay, Lou, that's going to be your room there. Make yourself at home.
Oh, how crazy. You're a swell guy, Harvey, to have comforts like this in the middle of the jungles of Borneo.
Yeah, we won't be staying here long. Wait till this job is cleaned up, and you and I are going to crawl around on the other side of this earth.
I'll go any place with you, Harvey.
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. The boys have the plane in the shed. They'll be wanting to talk.
If there's any news, let me in on it.
Of course, Lou. Why not?
Well, boss, it's good to see you.
Ah, curious,
yes, sir. Phillips. You know what I'm waiting to hear. What about Jungle Jim?
He'll never see no jungles anymore.
The SS Manchu is resting on the bottom of the Java Sea.
You sank it?
Like so much lead.
Are you sure?
Not even a plank got away.
Good work. Good work. Where's the submarine?
In the hidden cove.
Good work, boys. Good work.
We thought we'd better tell you alone.
The gal, you know, she...
Shanghai Lil?
Yeah. She used to be sweet on him, you know.
Now, don't worry about her. She sent him a cobra for a Christmas present, and when she found out it didn't get him, there were tears in her eyes.
Crikey. Women are funny.
Well, they're dangerous enemies. Don't you worry about her. And wait, I'll prove it to you. Lil? Hey, Lil.
Calling me?
Yeah, come here. I've got some good news for you.
Don't tell me they got Jungle Jim.
What do you think?
I hope he's tied up. I just thought of a new idea. We ought to give in to these cannibals down here. That big head of his would look good on a tent pole.
Well, what did I tell you?
The cannibals won't get him.
He's through, man.
Jungle Jim and the SS Manchu are on the bottom of the Java Sea.
The bottom of the sea? How do you know?
We put him there. Without a formal settlement.
If I could only be sure this time, he beat the cobra to the draw.
He didn't beat nothing this time. Jim is finished.
Congratulations, boys. Congratulations. That calls for a celebration, doesn't it?
Well, rather.
Okay. Then excuse me while I go powder my nose and put on a party vest. We'll throw the biggest party in the Borneo jungle.
Why not? Put on a real party.
Why not? You got it, didn't you?
Well, what'd I tell you?
I said she was okay.
You're right, all right. You know, I didn't know a woman could hate like that.
Nobody but Shanghai Lil could. Well, fellows, we've made our pile. Now the thing to do is divvy up and get out of this while we can. I want to sail for America next week.
I was hoping you'd say that. I'm getting fed up, too.
But a lot can happen between now and next week. A world can turn over just as the world of Shanghai Lil has turned over in the last 2 minutes when she heard the news from Smithers and Lefty that Jungle Jim has at last been sent to the bottom of the sea, dead.
Jungle Jim, the bottom of the Java. Jim, you saved my life once. Honey, I fell for you. I was crazy about you. I wanted you. You didn't want me, so I decided if I wasn't good enough for you, nobody else would get you. And they didn't. They didn't. Yes, they did. Smithers and Lefty and Brand got you, the dirty cowards. They sent you to the bottom of the Java Sea. Jim's dead. Oh, Jim, I swear I'll avenge your death if it takes the rest of my life.
What will be the fate of Jungle Jim and Kolo, surrounded by unfriendly natives as their provisions come to an end? The adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized for radio from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly supplement distributed each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Each week, the Comic Weekly brings to you the world's largest selection of full-color comics and adventure stories. Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, The Little King, Toots and Casper, The Katzenjammer Kid, and the thrilling adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All are to be found in the Comic Weekly in full color every Sunday. They are in your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Do not forget further exciting radio adventures of Jungle Jim next week. Same time, same station.